Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 Days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hi, guys. I'm listening to your show, and I got to say, I like it. I genuinely do. So the reason for my call is I had a few experiences when I was younger. I'm 29 years old. And in that time, I would say the most alarming thing that ever happened to me was when I was younger. I think I was in the sixth or seventh grade, and I had to pull the old switcheroo on my family. A group of friends and I got together and came up with a plan that we were all going to spend the night at each other's house, or at least that's what we were going to tell our parents. So everybody was expected to be a gone away from home, and we thought we could go out into this kind of area near our house where these old mill ponds were, and, you know, do some camping on our own, have some freedom for the night. And so we got the plan together. We got the stuff together and kind of staged it away from the house so that my friend's mom wouldn't find it. We went over there and grabbed our gear and kind of hiked out to where this was at. Point of fact, this was in Eugene, Oregon, and something that you may be interested in, that's a fact, maybe you could look into it. Multiple young boys have been found drowned in the mill ponds. Before I moved there, two younger boys drowned in the mill ponds. And then a couple years after I moved away, I think they were brothers, were also found drowned in the mill pond. But back on point, we decided to camp amidst some blackberry bushes. If we were younger, and so fairly easily for us to get into our camping spot, would have been protected from, you know, most anybody who would want to come out there. And we started a little campfire, and we're sitting there, and as it got darker, just got this kind of sense of foreboding that something was happening. And my friend was the first to notice that there was something in the brush, and we're talking, you know, 8-foot brambles, you know, northwestern blackberry bushes that were reasonably thick, you know, 10, 12 feet thick. So it's not like somebody just traipsed in there, because that would be rather uncomfortable. I make light of the situation because it was really, really alarming. And even to this day, I still can feel the fear of being watched, of a sinister presence out in the brush. And I kind of looked at my friends and I said, I think we need to go. And we didn't extinguish the fire. We didn't grab our things. At that point, it became an all-out panic run for safety. And we crawled through the rabbit warren that we'd come through and ran as fast as we could down DeVos Street in Eugene, which is, you know, at the time was just riddled with potholes, and the pavement was in desperate need of repair, and half the street lamps didn't work. And all it did was add to the sense of foreboding And then what caught my attention was that we were being chased. I could hear something behind us. I never turned to look, because in that moment of fear, you're just running. And I came to the point where we hit pavement, and what I heard, and to this day, has never left my mind, and I have tried desperately to justify it, was that I heard the sound of not of footsteps. I would like to think that what I heard was wooden-soled shoes on the pavement behind me. And I'm to this day not sure that's what I heard. But we ran. We ran as far, as fast as we could, and we hauled after everybody in the neighborhood who could hear us to come out and help us. And that street just was so dark and sinister that night. And we ran and we ran. We had a good 5 blocks to go, and I wasn't much of a runner, but something in me just told me that if I stopped, my parents would probably be asking a lot of questions of everyone else's parents about where I went. And we got to the end of the street, and we climbed up the tree in front of my friend's house because we felt that was the safest place to be. And we yelled and yelled. Finally, one of the neighbors opened up the door, and they wound up filing a police report. The police came out. They did a search. They put out the fire we left. We got in a lot of trouble over that. And they looked for somebody who may have come after us. But that whole time, I could hear whatever it was down there moving around. And we never saw it leave. We never saw it come for us. We got up the tree. We heard it. And we never saw it. To this day, I have always been afraid of what it was I heard running behind us. So that's just kind of one of my many stories. I've always kind of theorized that hauntings, in my experience, are not necessarily always tangible. I don't necessarily believe that you see something so much as sense something. It's very much psychological and emotional, and I feel like that would fall into that category, because it was very psychological. It was very emotional. There was a deep fear in me, and to this day, I can still feel it in my gut.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.